welcome to today's Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. I'm probably going to end up talking about Donald Trump a little bit today. I don't want to disturb you too much. I want you to have a good day. But I'm probably going to have to talk about Trump. You know, the mainstream media is continuing to melt down. They cannot help themselves. They have to, and they're told what to do. Attack Trump on all levels, in the courts, in the press. Demonize him. With every issue, abortion, the border, the corruption in the government, international foreign policy, Biden's policy toward Israel, Ukraine. Do we fund Israel? Do we fund Ukraine? Do we or don't we? China? Donald Trump. I realize that the American people are now aware that Donald Trump is the greatest president in American history. And the Democrats are just livid because he's the greatest president, greater than any Democrat president ever in the country's history. The Democrats are just, they're livid. The deep state, they realize that there's never been a president that has given them more trouble than Donald Trump. He's the greatest president the United States has ever had. There'll never be a greater president in the United States of America. All the agencies in the COG, the continuity of government, they don't want to admit it. They've had to admit it. It's all that they've done to try to destroy him. They've not been able to hinder him, to stymie him in his momentum. The greatest president in the history of the United States of America. Vladimir Putin recognizes it because, you know, Trump, it colluded with Russia, right? And Xi Jinping realizes that Donald Trump is the greatest. Internationally, the nations of the world recognize, and though they don't like it, they have had to admit that Donald Trump is the greatest president that the United States has ever had, greater than George Washington or Thomas Jefferson, greater than Jimmy Carter or Ronald Reagan. Yep, he even beats out Ronald Reagan. Greater than Barack Obama. And it drives them crazy. It drives them mad. The Democrats, the independents, the rhino Republicans, they have had to admit Donald Trump is the greatest president in America's history. Greater than Abraham Lincoln. And it drives them mad. There's the prophecy in Revelation chapter 17, verse 10, the riddle of the final seven presidents of the United States of America. The final seven presidents of the greatest empire ever in the history of mankind. And Donald Trump is the seventh. It says, it uses the old King James and says king, but it means president in our modern terminology, vernacular. The greatest president of the seven kings is Donald Trump, number seven. Now, Donald Trump, he sits kind of, you might say, like an island, sitting in between waters on the east and west and north and south. Donald Trump, in the prophecy of Revelation 17, verse 10, he sits in between the, I guess you could say, the two presidents, the two administrations of one president that has two terms or two times in office. And Donald Trump sits smack dab in the middle. And the individual before Donald Trump was Barack Obama. Then you have on the other side of the Donald Trump political career, you have Barack Obama. So Trump has had to sit between two administrations of Barack Obama. The coming Obama administration is yet to come. Donald Trump is keeping that administration out of the picture temporarily. It will come, and when it comes, the American people will be more than shocked. The world will be more than shocked. What would be a better word than shocked? I say they would be terrorized. They will be full of terror. Because the whole world, especially the people in this country, you know, we just had the solar eclipse yesterday, and it caught everybody's attention. Well, when Barack Obama returns, the nation will be terrorized. They won't know what to think. They will see Barack Obama's return as a great sign, and they will know it's a sign from God that something is up. And the nations of the world will also see this great sign that is coming. And now it can come because we have just had the second solar eclipse, which has crossed out America. Hardship is coming, Rick Rodriguez.
This is Mark Hall, host of the Come Out of Her My People show here on the Roar of the Rockies. Tune in to discover why, whether it's the law of the land or scripture, what you've probably heard it says is not what is written. It's time to come out of all of that.
The Blue Dragon Spa is a man-friendly spa. With women bringing their husbands and significant others in for pedicures all the time, men's feet hurt too, don't forget. Blue Dragon Spa, 1811 Hover Street, Suites A and B, Longmont, Colorado, 720-680-0492, 720-680-0492.
As 1360 continues to grow, we want to know what our listeners think. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Give us your feedback. Go to 1360khnc.com and hit the contact button and give us your thoughts.
Hi, this is Craig James from Just Informed Talk Radio, and I'm here to tell you about My Kind CBD products. I have been using these products myself, and I can tell you this is the highest quality CBD product I've ever used in my life. My Kind CBD products are 100% THC free, locally sourced from Colorado hemp farmers, and they're organic. And if you want, you can give them a shot today by going to 1360khnc.com/shop. And when you do, make sure you try out everything from the sunscreen to the lotion to the salve to the retinol cream to the tinctures to the cocoa to the coffee to the tea, everything in between. And make sure you try out the pet products as well. They have pet shampoo and pet tincture. You're not going to be disappointed. These products are white labeled and sold in high-end stores and boutique salons for 2, 3, and 4 times the price you're going to be paying at 1360khnc.com/shop, straight from the manufacturer. So go there and buy your products today, and I know you're going to become a repeat customer just like me.
Are you optimistic about the way that things are going?
No, I never, ever think of it at all. time to function as a feeling human being. With your bachelor of arts, help you get by.
I'm going to say again that once Barry Satoru, his Christian name, Barack Hussein Obama, his Muslim name, once he returns as president of this country, he will be the last president of the United States of America. I don't know if you want to call him a president. You want to call him the final ruling power of this country. But when he returns, the American people are going to see this as a great sign from God. Whether they like it or not, it's going to terrorize them. The Rhino Republicans will be terrorized. They're going to realize that they have sown to the wind and they've reaped the whirlwind. They wanted Trump out. They don't want another 8 years of Donald or 4 years of Donald Trump. Well, they'll get Barack Obama. And the Democrats, now there is the Democrat Party, and then there is another Democrat power. I don't know if you want to call it the party. It is the extreme hard left dictatorship party. I guess it would be like Adolf Hitler before he took power. He had this group of socialist Democrats that would support him all the way to the grave. This is who these people are, that the hidden Democrat Party, like NASA, the National Agency of Space Administration. There are two NASAs. I think that was... Can't remember what it means, a NASA, National Aeronautic Space Administration. There are two NASAs. There's a NASA that does all the work, and there's a NASA that when they send explorations into space, into Mars, out to Mars, this second group, hidden group, they're the ones that get all the data. They're the ones that get to see what's out in deep space. The redheaded stepson doesn't get to see anything that goes on Mars. They don't get to see structures. They don't see what happens on the moon, Jupiter, because they're the redheaded stepchild. Well, the Democrat Party, you have the redheaded stepson, and then you have the favored child. And I'm sorry if you're a Democrat, I don't mean to offend you, but it's just the way it is. You have the redheaded stepchild, and then you have the favored child, the favored son. This is the group that is tied into the real ruling structure in this country. It's not the Republican Party. The Democrat Party owns this and rules this country, controls everything in this country, has and will continue when Donald Trump is no longer in a position in the political world. Then Barry Satoru, his Christian name, will return to power for the final 7+ years of America's history. I'm giving you something to think about, to consider. It's too unbelievable. It's too uncomprehendable. It is terrifying. You may not like it, but you have on the Democrat side and the Republican side, you have these people who are, they know politics, like Bill Clinton's press secretary I can see his face. What was his name? Strange dude. I'll think of his name in just a second. But then on the Republican Party, you have Steve Bannon. And Steve is very, very knowledgeable, insightful as to what the future in the Republican Party is going to hold. James Carville on the Democrat side, he follows the political world. And they're pretty accurate. But they don't know the Bible. They don't know the prophecies of the Bible. They don't know what God says about the time that we live in. They don't know who America is, what America is. Is America in the Bible? It is. It's a great empire. The final empire, the final great empire of the world before Jesus Christ returns. The great, great empire with the greatest president of the empire ever would be Donald Trump. The world would be much better off with four more years of Donald Trump, but it appears as if fate, the whole universe, and the Bible says that he will not be able to resume power in this country. The end of the eye of the hurricane, as I have spoken of Donald Trump in an allegory, is that he is the eye of a hurricane. Six presidents before him take the winds up to 150 miles an hour. Donald Trump calms the winds down to a gentle breeze of 10 miles an hour. And now, as Donald Trump is ready to depart the political world, the winds are now back up to 110 miles an hour, and they're going to go up to wind speeds that this nation has never known in its history. 200 mile an hour winds like no hurricane in a type has ever experienced. A country has never experienced it throughout mankind's history, what is coming to this country. You may hate Donald Trump, despise him, consider him to be despicable. You can have your opinions. You're free. The audience, there are those who just despise him. They loathe him. But I promise you, you are going to see the return of Barack Obama. And when he returns, you're going to beg and wish, desire, you're going to think it would have been better for Donald Trump to continue in the political arena. But it's too late. It's over. The greatest president in American history is about to leave the political world. And the most, according to the Bible, one of the most evil powers ever, or presidents to ever rule this country, will resume power once again. I was thinking about this. Cactus and I were driving. We were discussing yesterday's program. And I thought, you know, I'm too easy. I'm too tender on this audience. I treat them like, I'm too delicate. And I realized, no, this audience wants the truth. This audience wants what other talk show hosts, or maybe they don't know, they don't have the understanding that I have concerning the prophecies in the Bible. And I say that the prophecies in the Old Testament, New Testament, Christ's words, the apostles, the book of Revelation, they are accurate forecasting. They are perfect forecasting. perfect to a T with every jot and tittle. Bible prophecies are exact. The interpretation of the Bible prophecies has always been the problem with God's children, interpreting what the Bible says. And then once you interpret what the Bible says, it can be so disturbing that it's hard to communicate, to present, to convey. But it needs to be presented. It's only right. So Donald Trump is the greatest president that the United States of America has ever had. And there will never be a great president like him ever again. And the nations of the world know it. They experienced the great blessing. The Arab world experienced a great, great blessing when Donald Trump was in office. He did more for the Arab people than any president in American history. He did more for the Arab nations because he told them the truth. He told the leaders, 50 nations gathered in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, on Donald Trump's first foreign trip. And he told the Arab nations right there in King Solomon's palace. He said, if you support terrorism, it will destroy you. Extreme terrorism, it will destroy you, the kings, the kings of the nations. It will destroy your families. It will destroy your countries. So any kingdom that is supporting extreme terrorism, America will pull your stipends that we send to the nations. We will pull the funds that we grant to you every year, and we will sanction you in trade. And you know what the kings in these 50 countries for the most part did? They made sure that the extreme terrorism basically wasn't funded and was the flow of funds going to terrorists was diminished. Arms, finances, there was little support. But there was one group that wasn't going to back down. The evil brother to the Arab people, the evil family to the Arab people, the insidious, unyielding child called Hamas, the uncontrollable child, the child that has always given the Arab people trouble, has given women, children, the elderly, the governors, the kings of the nations, the corporations, trouble. So Donald Trump, the Arab peoples were never so blessed as when Donald Trump was president of this country. They recognize him as the greatest president ever. The president who worked with the Arab people like no other president had ever worked with them before. But we in America, well, we don't like him. He's arrogant. We don't like him. I'll be back. Rick Rodriguez.
Hey, everybody. We are
Lady Antebellum.
When we started out in Nashville, we never imagined what we were going to be able to achieve. We got here because we worked together and had each other's backs.
In America, we have the privilege of being a diverse society made up of people from all kinds of backgrounds. And that's a big part of what makes this country such a great place to live.
When we put aside our differences and work together, there is no challenge too great to overcome.
This message is brought to you by the U.S. Air Force.
This is Rick Rodriguez. Christ said he would build his church and the gates of hell would not prevail against it. Join me on Sundays from 9 to noon for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program on 1360 AM KHNC.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farmland, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catch slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
ETI is your local one-stop shop for all your heavy equipment needs, from rebuilding your components to helping manage your fleet. Our goal is to make your life simple. Our full-service hydraulic and machine shop will meet all your expectations. We also offer free pickup and delivery. Call Jeff at 970-685-2064 with any questions or to schedule a pickup. Again, that's 970-685-2064.
Get ready to embark on an extraordinary journey with Kelvin Crosby, better known as the Deaf Blind Potter, and his over 15 million followers right here on KHNC every Monday at 5 o'clock p.m. Kelvin will motivate you and show you how to live beyond life's challenges right here on AM 1360.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
To leave one age and move into a new age, the age of the kingdom of heaven, where Christ will rule and the wicked will be punished and be removed from the earth. But in the meantime, we have to be here to witness everything that is written in the prophecies about our time. Donald Trump. This is a prophecy with Trump that 80-90% of the Christian people or more, very few understand that Trump is in the Bible. He's the last great, noble, honorable president of this country according to the Bible. He is the president that helped Israel. Jerusalem becomes the capital city of Israel. Trump goes and prays at the Western Wall, fulfilling prophecy. He helped Israel during his administration. He actually went to the Vatican and blessed the people in Italy with his with open blessing, and the people of the world didn't realize that the only true Christian, the true believer of all these seven presidents, the final seven presidents, the only individual that was a believer in Jesus Christ that was truly born again, Donald Trump, he goes to visit the great Roman Church. It's in the Bible. The Roman Church is in Revelation chapter 2. It's the final church in the chapter, Thyatira, the great Roman Church. Then he goes to visit the leaders in Europe at the G7. All of these families, ancient families, royals, monarch, powerful people that have been, their family lineages go back to Rome, to ancient Rome. Most are in the occult. And he goes to visit with them also to tell them that you want to join NATO, you want to be members in NATO. At the G7, he told them that Americans' economic policies, he was going to sanction these nations, and he did. They didn't like it. At G7, I'm sorry, at the NATO conference, he told them, you people, we send you finances, we send you military weapons, and you don't pay. And he told them, you're going to pay. You're going to have to start putting in skin in the games. You got to ante up. They didn't like it. A great president, the greatest president of the United States of America. Great, great president. And he's about to leave the political world. Now, you know that I'm out on the ice and the spring has come and the ice is beginning to thaw, to melt, getting thin, and I'm going to at some point go crashing through the ice into the water. I'm confident that the prophecy that I'm speaking of in Revelation chapter 17, verse 10, I'm confident that it is the prophecy of the final seven presidents of the United States of America, and one of the seven takes a final almost eight-year term. Not quite. He won't get a full 8 years. It'll be seven. And it will be Barack Obama. He will return. And even Donald Trump is sandwiched between his two times of power. Right in the middle, Donald Trump. And even though he's in the middle, Donald Trump is still being affected by Obama, even though he had left the White House. Trump is still being affected by Obama's power from above or beneath in a hidden way. So Donald Trump has been cradled by Obama power before, during, and after. I guess the best word I can use is cradled, like put in the cup of a hand or putting in the grasp of a person's hand, cradled. And even though Obama has been, we think he's been inactive because he's not president, that is the big mistake that the American people have, a big trap that they've not realized, that even though he's not legally in power, he still has held great influence during the Trump administration, and especially now in the Biden administration. The Biden administration is actually, it was Obama-Biden, and now that Biden's in, it's Obama-Biden. Nothing changed. Just the face changed. But it's not really Biden. It is the machine of Obama. It is still ruling this country. The machine of Obama is trying to overthrow Benjamin Netanyahu. This machine is trying to destroy Russia. It's a machine that is not a Biden machine. And I think the people are finally, the people of this country are realizing that this is the case. Now, you go internationally to go, I'll be back.
Spray it on to mist away your pain. Visit C-60.com or call 720-600-6040. Be sure to tell them that Naturally Inspired Radio sent you.
Are you prepared for a power outage? Never be left in the dark again. Wagner Electric has proudly partnered with Generac to provide long-lasting generators for your home. We have standalone and portable generators in stock now. So give us a call for a free estimate at 970-800-3693. If you are constructing or upgrading your home, trust our expert electricians to take care of your home the first time. We offer services for anything from wiring an unfinished basement to wiring a newly built pole barn. Your electrical system is the heartbeat of your home. So don't risk it and give us a call today to get started at 970-800-3693 or visit us at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located off Highway 85 in Greeley at 1517 2nd Avenue. Wagner Electric sets the standard.
Join me for my America First radio show, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7 a.m. and Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. right here on AM 1360, The Roar of the Rockies.
Did you know that over 40 million adults in the United States suffer from anxiety? Renew Remedy understands the struggles of anxiety, depression, PTSD, insomnia, and addiction. That's why we offer natural solutions to help you find peace and balance in your life. Call 970-966-8419. That's 970-966-8419 to learn more about our special offer or visit RenewRemedy.com.
Everybody wants to rule the world. Well, Donald Trump, he will not return to office, so he won't be the ruler of the world. So I was hoping that as we continue to slip into the future in the political world, Donald Trump is going to gain more momentum. But at the same time, it is going to be evident that the people that rule this country are not going to allow him to resume authority in any fashion in the future. There's not going to be a way in which he's going to be able to resume the presidency. And I was saying at the end of the last break, or in the last segment, that the people, the leaders of the nations, Benjamin Netanyahu. Netanyahu doesn't have time to watch really American politics like he would like. He would like Donald Trump to once again become the president of this country, because if that were to happen, things for Israel would look, there'd be a great future for them. But Netanyahu realizes who really gives the direction to this administration. Benjamin Netanyahu knows. He knows who's giving the orders. And it's not Joe Biden. Vladimir Putin. He knows who is giving the orders in the land of the plumed serpent. He knows who's giving orders here in the great empire. And he realizes, he knows, and his cabinet, they know it's not Joe Biden, it's Barack Obama. Xi Jinping, he knows who is running this country. Just in the last 2 days, Russia and China have once again re-strengthened and made even a stronger partnership. And why? Because they know that what is happening in this country, the power structure is about to change, and not in a good way. They know that there is a coming structure, and they're doing everything they can to place themselves, put themselves to prepare for what this new power structure in this country is going to be. Xi Jinping and Vladimir Putin and the Arab nations, because we're in the blast center. And generally, if you're in the middle of the blast center, you don't know what's happening. And not because you're dead, it's because you can't hear it. You can't see it. I gave the example, I used to paint. I was good with finishes, lacquer, anything that needed to look pretty. Bling, high gloss, semi-gloss, low gloss. I was good with finishes. There was a gentleman that was doing lacquer in a tri-level, and he knew that he'd better turn all the pilot lights to the water heater or to the heater off, because when you're spraying lacquer, there comes that point where you have that right fuel-air mixture and kaboom. Well, one second he's spraying, the next second the explosion takes place and blows out the windows. The force takes him right, and he's on a tri-level, he's on the bottom floor, takes him right out at grass level, sits him on the yard. He didn't hear it, but he felt it because he was singed. He had burns on his cheeks and his forehead and his arms. But he didn't hear the blast. The house burned down, but he didn't hear it because he was in the middle of it. That's the American people. The American people are just like that guy that was finishing, doing lacquer, spraying doors and trim, and he didn't hear the blast. All he knew is one second he was spraying, the next second he was outside sitting on the grass, and he turned around, the house was on fire, the police, the fire department couldn't get there in time, burned the house down. We are a house that is going to burn down because the American people don't see what the leaders of the world see. They see that the best thing for the world is Donald Trump. They know it. Netanyahu knows it. Putin knows that if Trump is in, Ukraine war ends. But the American people don't see it. The conflict in the Far East right now, China, Taiwan, and the Philippines, this is almost all but a knockdown drag out. They're going to have Extreme Cage Fighting, WEF, is about to take place in the Far East. Not just in Ukraine, not just in the Middle East. In South Africa, the South African presidents of these nations, they understand what is going to come to this country. They know what's coming, and they're trying to prepare for it. How? By joining the BRICS network of nations. That's how they're trying to prepare. Rick Rodriguez, I'll be right back.
Hi, this is Rod with PCs and Parts in Loveland, Colorado. We are your go-to place for computer parts and repair. We have been in business for over 19 years and love fixing computers. Come by and see us at 265 East 29th Street, number H, or visit us at PCsandParts.com. Or you can call us at 970-203-0696. That's PCsandParts.com or call us at 970-203-0696.
Every 2 minutes, a child becomes a victim of sex trafficking in the U.S. It's happening right now. Don't turn off the radio or change the channel. Don't cover your kids' ears, no matter how much you want to ignore it. Child trafficking is real. In fact, it's happening in your town. And you know what our greatest weapon against child trafficking is? It's our children. It's time to act with PACT. That's Partners Against Child Trafficking. PACT works to teach students how to identify the warning signs of child trafficking so they can help other vulnerable kids around them. PACT student ambassadors receive in-depth training on the issue and design a project to raise awareness, reduce victimization, and disrupt demand. Visit PACT.city to start donating today. That's PACT.city. And for as little as $5 a month, you can help end child exploitation.
Do you love AM 1360 and the uncensored radio you get to listen to every day? KHNC has launched a listener sponsorship fundraiser to raise the money needed to replace our old failing transmitter. Your generous donation will help make this much-needed upgrade happen so you and future generations can continue to hear the uncensored truth for decades to come. By donating and becoming a KHNC sponsor, you will receive the new AM 1360 t-shirt, a bumper sticker, and the new limited edition 1 ounce pure silver KHNC coin. Also, for being part of this exclusive group, you will receive the KHNC newsletter. The sponsorship package requires a minimum donation of $100, although donations of any amount will be greatly appreciated. You can help us purchase the new transmitter by going to 1360khnc.com and clicking the donation tab at the top of the page. Again, that's 1360khnc.com and click the donation tab. Thank you.
So I thought I would just present to you today what the leaders of the nations are thinking about the coming election here in the United States of America. What do they think about Donald J. Trump? Well, they have never, ever, and many have been in politics for 40 years, they have never seen a greater president than Donald J. Trump. And they have never seen a president of America do more for the nations than Donald J. Trump, keeping the nations out of war, working agreements with Israel and the Arab family, no war in Ukraine with Donald Trump as president. Should he have been able to return, he would end that war in Ukraine. The funding would cease. The people in this, the corrupt people in this country, yeah, they would this time see jail time. They know it. And like Donald Trump took out, what was his name, Soleimani, there would be some other people that would get the nighttime flu. And Israel would have great assistance in taking out the terrorists that hate Israel, the Jewish people, and the peoples of the world for the most part. So yes, the greatest president that America has ever known, this great empire, is about to leave the political stage. I hate to tell you the truth, but I want to tell you the truth. You need to know the truth. And when Barack Obama returns, like I stated in the first segment, the people of this country, terror is the only word I can explain to what the people of this country are going to think. Terror. They're going to know this was the hand of God, and they're going to begin to pay attention to what is happening in the world, and hopefully they will begin to think, you know, we better fear God than the nations. The rulers of the nations already are very worried about who is going to be the new leader of this great empire. They're very worried because if it's the wrong individual, they know that they thought that they've had hard times in the past. They realize that the greatest time of hardship for these nations internationally is going to come, especially for the nations in the BRICS network. So, Cactus and I were taking a drive, and I thought, well, I'd let you in on what we were visiting about. Let's visit tomorrow. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, podcasts 1360khnc.com. We'll see what happens overnight and visit tomorrow. Have a great night.
Hello, folks. Henry here from God's Feeding Station. I'm sure you're all familiar with the term God's will, but do we really understand what that means? Do you know what God's will is for your life? Well, Jesus gives us a place to start. In John chapter 6, verse 40, he says, "For this is the will of my Father, that everyone who looks on the Son and believes in him should have eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day." God does have a plan, and at the root of it is his desire to have a deeper relationship with each one of us. At GodsFeedingStation.org, we'll explore this and all things biblical using daily scriptures, daily devotions, weekly prayers, and weekly messages. So if you're looking for help in discovering what God's will is for your life, come visit GodsFeedingStation.org, where we'll discover this together. GodsFeedingStation.org, a proud sponsor of Craig James and Just Informed Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Roar of the Rockies, 1360 AM, KHNC, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.